We're on to part 8 of Startide Rising by David Brin. The Trojan Seahorse, Chapter 76, Galactics. Bei Chu Huan cursed the parsimony of her superiors. If the Cynthian High Command had sent a mothership to observe the Battle of the Fanatics, she might have been able to approach the war zone in a flitter, a vessel too small to be detected. As it was, she had been compelled to use a starship large enough to travel through transfer points and hyperspace, too small to defend itself adequately, and too large to sneak past the combatants. She almost fired upon the tiny globe that nosed around the asteroid that sheltered her ship. Just in time, she recognized the little Wazoon-piloted probe. She pressed a stud to open a docking port, but the Wazoon hung back, sending a frantic series of tight laser pulses. "Your position discovered," it flashed. "Enemy missiles closing." Bei uttered her vilest damnations every time she almost got close enough to cast a message through the jamming to the Earthlings. She had to flee from some random paranoid tentacle of battle. "Come in quickly and dock," she tapped out a command to the Wazoon. Too many of the loyal little clients had died for her already. "Negative. Flee, Bei. Wazoo 2 will distract." Bei snarled at the disobedience. The three Wazoon who remained on the shelf to her left cringed and blinked their large eyes at her. The scout globe sped off into the night. Bei closed the port and fired up her engines. Carefully, she weaved her way through the lanes between chunks of primordial stone, away from the area of danger. "Too late," she thought, as she glanced at the threat board. The missiles were closing too fast. A sudden glare from behind told of the fate of the little Wazoon. Bei's whiskered upper lip curled as she contemplated a suitable way to get even with the Fanatics, if she ever got a chance. Then the missiles arrived, and she was suddenly too busy even for nasty, pleasant thoughts. She blasted two missiles to vapor with her particle gun. Two others fired back. Their beams were barely refracted by her shields. "Ah, Earthlings," she contemplated, "you'll not even know I was ever here. For all you know, you have been forsaken by all the universe. But don't let that stop you, Wolflings. Fight on. Snarl at your pursuers. And when all your weapons fail, bite them." Bei destroyed four more missiles before one managed to explode close by, sending her broken ship spinning, burning, into the dusty galactic dark.